Several years ago, my wife and I were on the way home from Las Vegas, a quarter mile from our house. My wife, who was in the passenger seat, you know, I used to have to commute back and forth, so I did this every day. She saw something over her shoulder at the back of the car and said, "What the hell is that?" And we stopped the car, and we both got out in a little Geo Metro. We both got out and stood on the street. We live in a very rural area near Death Valley, a little town called Front Nevada. And at night, during the summer, it is deathly quiet. I mean, it's so quiet that you can hear crickets at a quarter mile away. It's wonderful. It's a great place to live. And so we got out of the car, and you could hear the crickets at a quarter mile away. But coming up behind us was this monstrous triangular craft. I'd estimate it to be no more than about 150 feet in the air. It felt like if I had a rock, and I hadn't been so much in shock at the time, I could have picked it up and thrown it at the damn thing. It didn't fly. It floated. It was maybe doing 30 miles an hour. You know, nothing that would support aerodynamic flight. It was defying gravity. It was really, really big. Big enough so that when it came over our head, and it came directly over us, it blotted out the stars and the moon, you know, just like in a classic movie or something. And we stood there with our mouths open and watched it float out across the valley, headed in the direction of Area 51 over the mountains from us here. And that happened, period. That happened. It was, I don't know how close an encounter you would call that, but real close.